Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of Live Like an Athlete. Thanks for joining us again. We're glad that you made it. I'm your host, Erin Sharoni. I'm solo today again without my buddy, Big Herc. He's actually, I think, in Las Vegas, in which case he definitely can benefit from the topic of today's discussion, which you'll put two and two together in just a minute when I introduce it. We'll welcome him back next week, though. Hopefully he'll still be in one piece. I've got an amazing guest lined up for you guys, and we're just going to jump right into it today. But first, let's get our disclaimer out of the way. I want to remind everyone listening that in no way should this be considered as medical advice, a substitute for professional opinion, etc. This is for your personal entertainment and edification only. Please advise a physician before beginning any exercise program or making any changes to your diet. Done. All right, so in addition to the exciting sporting events we've got going on, we've got the Stanley Cup Finals starting this week. We've got NBA Finals about to begin. The World Cup, which is my personal favorite, is just a little over a week away. So there's also been a lot of focus on the health and safety of players, namely via all these lawsuits that you guys have been hearing about. Early this week, Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Marino filed a concussion-related lawsuit against the NFL, and he joins nearly 5,000 other players as plaintiffs who have filed similar suits regarding concussions. And a few weeks ago, a lawsuit was actually filed by former NFL players for the alleged abusive practice of painkiller prescriptions. So all that said, there's a lot of focus on maximum performance while wanting maximum protection and maximum wellness, ultimately. And then, of course, if that's not enough for the rest of you regular folk out there, like myself, it's almost summer, which means it's beach time, which means everyone's thinking about looking good in the bathing suit or whatever you might wear. I don't know what you would wear other than a bathing suit. But, you know, you got this whole spring cleaning mentality and shaping up for summer. So, look, what's the common denominator here? The common denominator is everyone wants to look their best, feel their best, and that really is impossible without doing something that we have not yet addressed on the podcast, which is the subject of detox. Detox is a very trendy thing right now, but it's really a lot more complex and a longer term, bigger picture thing than just drinking a green juice or a shot of wheatgrass or a 3-day juice cleanse. That's a step and a good step, but it's not true detox. It doesn't explain what detox actually is. So I'm excited to introduce our guest today. He is an expert in the field of detoxification. His name is Dr. Jeffrey Morrison, and Dr. Morrison is the founder of the Morrison Center in New York City. And before we bring him on, I'd just like to read a quick bio so that you guys get an understanding for what an incredible expert he is. Dr. Jeffrey Morrison is a medical doctor who champions a nutritional approach to healthcare, as well as preventing and reversing degenerative diseases. Dr. Morrison's treatments are aimed at enhancing the body's ability to heal and detoxify itself. Safe, non-toxic, and non-invasive treatments are proving to be more powerful than conventional treatments, which involve drugs and surgeries that are often dangerous. Previously, Dr. Morrison was on the medical staff at the Atkins Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine, where he worked under the late Dr. Robert Atkins, developer of the low-carbohydrate lifestyle. He later became the medical director of the Wellness Medical Center of Integrative Medicine. Today, in addition to that practice, Dr. Morrison appears regularly on radio and on major television shows such as Dr. Oz, The View, and more. He writes journal articles and chapters for textbooks. He has been featured in countless magazines and has lectured extensively throughout the country in the field of integrative and complementary medicine. Quite the accomplished physician and a wonderful human being who I am privileged to know personally. I would like to welcome on Dr. Jeffrey Morrison. Dr. Morrison, welcome to Live Like an Athlete.
Thank you, Erin. Happy to be here.
You know, I mentioned to folks before we brought you on that this is like the perfect time to have this conversation about detoxification because, you know, everyone's doing a little spring cleaning in their houses and then you've got bikini or swim trunk season coming up. So people are more conscious about their bodies. But since this is Live Like an Athlete podcast and everyone's trying to live like an athlete, it's a good time also to have this conversation in the context of we've got Stanley Cup finals coming up there in New York where you are. We've got, you know, Miami Heat in the finals down here in Miami. So you've got these athletes playing at extremely high levels. And obviously they take great care of their bodies. And detoxification is something that most folks might not think of as being really important, but it's super important for those guys to perform at the level they're performing at. So maybe we can just jump into the conversation like that and then go from there.
It's a great topic, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak about it. It's something that we've been doing here at the Morrison Center in New York City for years. And people come for all different reasons, but definitely for enhancing performance, we find this process is really invaluable in improving focus, concentration, and also, believe it or not, recovery time, speed, and agility. And it's kind of really an interesting thought, because most people are associating detoxification with like fad diets or deprivation. And what we are focused on is eliminating unhealthy components in a person's meal plan and life so that a person's body can work at its optimal level to heal itself. And that's when people see the biggest results.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to start with a clean slate. You have a great book, which I've read and which you've appeared on a number of television shows talking about, including Dr. Oz and The View. It's called Cleanse Your Body, Clear Your Mind. And the mind is something that we've been focusing a lot on this podcast in light of, you know, the concussion lawsuits and just psychological performance. The brain is so important. So tell me a little bit about your approach as you discuss it in your work.
So our patients come to us from many different parts of New York City and around the country, and really everybody sort of has one goal, and that's ultimately to be healthy and happy, but more specifically, feel better and perform better. So when a person's coming to see me after we do a history and physical, we sort of hone in on what seems to be the big areas of and issues that are bothering them. So oftentimes it's wounds, injuries that won't heal quick enough, or they want to improve their focus either on the golf course or on the field. And what we take them through is, of course, we do the blood test to get the biochemistry, the nutritional levels that help me to optimize a person's healing capacity. But on the flip side, we start people on our detoxification program, which is a very sort of well-packaged program to help a person both eliminate those unhealthy options and do sort of start a transition into a much healthier way of being from a nutritional perspective, but also even from an emotional perspective as well. And so our program is really quite simple. We use a nutritional protein shake as a meal replacement for breakfast, which is high in protein, it's gluten-free, it has no dairy, and it has special nutrients in it that enhance the liver's ability to detoxify itself. And that's important because it helps to get rid of inflammation, it helps with digestive gas and bloating, it helps with, well, a lot of people find that their joints feel less achy, and their mind is clearer, so they're able to focus, they're able to be more patient, less irritable, and From breakfast, we use, between breakfast and lunch, we always recommend people have a seasonal fruit, like right now, grapefruit is a great option, or also berries. And then for lunch, we want to make sure that people are eating anti-inflammatory foods, which is basically very similar to like what people are following now called the paleo diet, where it's, you know, lean protein, lots of vegetables, and then for athletes, we want them to use gluten-free protein or carbohydrate sources from brown rice to quinoa to buckwheat as a way to make sure they're getting enough calories and avoiding foods that might cause inflammation, like wheat or bread, pasta, cookies. And then for dinner, we also recommend a similar type of meal, and we find that if a person that's an athlete and competing at a high level, they need to eat enough protein so that their muscles are able to heal themselves. And we always recommend about a gram of protein per pound of body weight, which is probably anywhere from, 160 to 200 210 grams of protein a day. So that's a lot, but that's a lot to talk about in a short period of time, and we find that when people follow this within 3 to 5 days, their head's clear, their thinking's clear, their mood's better, and certainly less inflamed, less achy, less joint pain, less muscle pain.
Sure, and of course the inflammation is a significant factor in performance for athletes and, of course, just in daily life. We actually had an entire episode devoted to that, more about it, inflammation on the physical level. But you mentioned something interesting when you took us through your protocol just now, and I'd love to jump sort of into the science side of things. You know that I'm a nerd and I like this sort of stuff, but maybe you can explain it in layman's terms, because you mentioned the liver, and obviously the liver is crucial in the detoxification process, and many of our livers in the modern world are overburdened with all sorts of toxins, you know, from chemicals to stress. So maybe if you can break down for the listeners in layman's terms what the detoxification process in the body is, because I think, like you said, some folks, or most people probably, there's a little bit of a misconception where they think, well, it's just about losing fat. And fat does store some toxins, but there's an actual process and there are certain pathways in the body, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually not so sophisticated, but it is kind of amazing how the body works so efficiently to manage all the different types of things that we get exposed to on a day-to-day basis. So not only do we get exposed to things that we put into our mouth, like the foods that we're eating, and maybe part of this conversation is actually being a little bit mindful about what actually we're consuming. So, you know, when people are consuming processed foods or packaged foods, we recognize that they have a flavor that tastes great, but our bodies absorb every part of what we consume, including the artificial coloring, the preservatives, as well as the nutrients, and those chemicals, in addition to whatever chemicals are, you know, we're breathing in from, you know, exhaust fumes to chemicals in the environment. Also, you know, when we're cooking our food in plastic, those plastics get absorbed in our body. When we're using saran wrap or styrofoam, some of that actually leaches into our food and our body has to process it. And the area that all of these things get processed is in our liver, which is an amazing organ that really is constantly sort of purifying our blood. And it does it through what we would say is really a three-step process, phase one, phase two, and phase three liver detoxification. The first phase is sort of where the body activates or goes through a process of identifying the chemical and trying to modify it in a way that it can actually work with. And that first phase, it's called phase one. Many prescription medications are processed this way, as well as a lot of the chemicals that we get exposed to, like plastics and heavy metals and preservatives. Phase two is the process by which those chemicals get bound up and get packaged and get ready to move out of the body. And then phase three is basically passing those toxins out of our body through our digestive tract and out of the colon through the exhaust system. So the liver is sort of like the stage that will process all of these chemicals that get absorbed in our digestive tract, travel through our bloodstream, and then provides an efficient way for us to get rid of it when it's working healthfully. Because when the liver is not working healthfully, that's when we have problems, and that's when people start storing toxins. When the liver is functioning at its optimal level, we are consuming food and our body's staying healthy and we feel great. But under certain circumstances, the liver can actually get backed up and then not be able to process all of these environmental toxins that we're getting exposed to. And that's when symptoms start to occur. Symptoms like fluid retention or difficulty concentrating or allergies. Or joint pain. So symptoms actually don't have to exist, but they do exist when our body's not working at its optimal level. And in our office, we believe that the body has an innate ability to detoxify itself and heal itself. And all we want to do is provide the optimal resources to allow that process to occur efficiently. And by doing a detox program, that's sort of the first step in allowing that to happen.
Absolutely. And the body is always seeking homeostasis, and it's going to try to achieve it in one way or another, which sometimes leads to a breakdown of a system, right? Which I think people forget that the body is always trying to get to a place of balance in whatever way it has to, which may not always benefit us 100%. But you touched on something really interesting there, Dr. Morrison, that I actually wanted to bring up, which was allergies. And, you know, it's particularly trendy now in the media and in all the health magazines. You see a lot of stuff about allergy testing, elimination diets. And I mean, I think it's great that there's awareness around this, but I think also something interesting that people might not realize is that a lot of times these allergic reactions or these sensitivities to foods, whether it's gluten or, you know, peanut butter, might come from a very toxic body. And could that be the reason, Dr. Morrison, that we're seeing more and more of these allergies and sensitivities crop up, especially in children, because they're now being born into these environments that are extremely toxic, from chemicals to electromagnetic frequencies to God knows what, GMOs?
Yeah, Aaron, you're 1,000% right. The jury may be out on the official cause of why allergies, attention deficit disorder, and even autism are on the rise, like at an amazing pace. The last statistic I heard is that like 25% of kids today have allergies and asthma. I mean, I don't remember growing up with that many people that had allergies and asthma, a few.
Yeah.
But now it's really remarkable that it's just pervasive and it's an epidemic. And we have to at least acknowledge that something has changed. I mean, it's not normal. And one of the things that I think everybody's looking at is what type of environmental exposures people are getting exposed to now that they did not used to get exposed to. For example, things that have not been heavily researched, like what the effects of eating genetically modified foods have on the body, or what the effects of breathing in exhaust fumes if a person lives close to a highway, or what the effects of eating packaged, preserved, and processed foods have on a body that is supposed to be eating, ideally, food that's coming out of the ground or walks on the ground.
Right.
So questions. These are questions, but that's why people are turning toward and looking for options. And a detox diet is just an opportunity to become mindful and aware that there are healthier ways. And by doing a program that will allow a person to see how much better it can be in such an efficient period of time, is an opportunity for a person to potentially make a long-term, healthful life decision, to put them in the right direction, help them shoot for optimal. So that's the goal.
Yeah, and I know you practice that because I know you outside of this podcast interview, and one of the things I love about you as a physician is that you are an integrative physician. So you're trained in a classical allopathic Western medical sense, and then you also have training in Chinese medicine and, you know, understanding of alternative modalities. And one of the things that interests me about that practice is that, you know, it looks at the human body as a organism that's a whole, a holistic thing that is not separate from its parts. And so while we talk about detoxification on a physical level, like the liver, for instance, or allergies, there are also other components, right? You have a mental component, and you have an energetic component, and an emotional component. And these are different parts of the body system that are recognized in other schools of thought, perhaps maybe in Western medicine too, I don't know. But what are some steps that people can take to integrate that philosophy into their detoxification protocol so that it doesn't just become about drinking a certain tea, you know, to help your liver, but that it's also that you're clearing out all sorts of energetic toxins too, which we are exposed to a lot in the modern society.
Yeah, it's. I'm glad that we're even broaching on this subject because, honestly, when a person's body, mind, and spirit are fully integrated, that's when a person has the opportunity to achieve things that may have not necessarily been even readily thought were possible. And the limits, there are potentially no limits to how far a person can go to achieve greatness. So things that a person can do, in addition to following a clean living through, you know, a detox diet or transitioning to a long-term healthful eating program like we've outlined on our website and in our office, is actually finding mindful techniques. It's becoming a word that more people are sort of addressing and becoming aware of. And it really speaks to becoming present in the person's body to allow them to sort of see things in a more clear way and understand that the thoughts that we have in our mind are not always thoughts that are beneficial. I mean, think, you know, perhaps typical examples are when we look at ourselves in the mirror first thing in the morning, everybody sees something a little bit different every day. But it's totally different than what another person is seeing. You know, we all often say that we're our worst self-critics, and it doesn't have to be that way. We should really be our best advocates. And a lot of this advocation can come from mindful techniques, which a person can easily read books about it. There's so many on the market. And there's also many schools and meditation centers that all practice similar types of techniques of sitting quietly, practicing mindfulness for even a short period of time every day to develop that technique, that exercise. Because we all know, I think the people that are listening to this know, when we exercise on a regular basis, our body responds. And the same thing happens when we practice a mindful technique on a regular basis, our mind and spirit responds, and getting those three components in alignment, again, allows for the ability to achieve amazing things.
Absolutely. And I think you're right. I mean, there is an awareness. People are understanding more and more that these are old, old ancient teachings that are coming back, you know, as the pendulum sort of swings the other way. And thankfully, I think as more people become more mindful, hopefully we'll just have a healthier society and a healthier planet in general. But you mentioned meditation, and that's something that I'm always touting on the show or just generally whenever I'm talking to people because it helped me so profoundly. And, you know, that's can be part of a detoxification protocol for sure because, like you said, you're aligning your mind, body, and spirit. But one of the actual physical results that's been proven from certain meditation techniques is that it helps to lower cortisol, which is the stress hormone. And cortisol, as most people know, can be toxic in excess. It's obviously necessary, but like anything, too much of it is not good. So maybe you can just touch briefly on the role of cortisol, which is important for people in this very stressed society, and how they can balance that.
Yeah, thank you for pointing us in this direction because it's really something no one is immune to. We are all challenged by this, both from stresses that we currently are undergoing and also stresses that we have experienced in our early lives. It's often amazing to me how my patients more and more are acknowledging that they are having repetitive behaviors based on experiences they had during their childhood, whether it was being told to perhaps, you know, that they weren't good enough in a class, or maybe there was some emotional neglect as a child, or, you know, from not getting the perceived attention that a child wanted, or even emotional or psychological abuse that many people are living with on a regular basis and are just trying to tuck it away. which are now affecting us even on our day-to-day basis as adults, when we have the capacity to live a healthful, productive, attuned, and aware life. So the stresses that we have, both from our external environment, our previous experiences, and the foods that we eat, all have a physical implication, and that implication and effect is that our body produces stress hormones. And there's two ways to really manage stressful situations. One is how many of us often do it, which is we can get like an adrenaline rush where we feel excited or scared or frightened. We feel the increased heart rate, and that's a sign that adrenaline is being activated. Also, the other hormone is cortisol, which in short bursts, like if we were running out of the way of a taxi cab in New York City, could be beneficial to help spur us to action. But because many of us are living in a chronic fight or flight response with this cortisol that's excessively elevated over a long period of time, the cortisol eventually causes a weakening of our immune system. It causes us to gain weight, and it causes us to, our bodies to literally break down because it suppresses the metabolic hormones and our androgens like testosterone and DHEA, which are necessary for our body to rebuild itself and repair. Wouldn't it be so much better if we could all work from another perspective, which is getting a stimulation or having a goal and try to achieving the goal through will and through joy and having our endorphin hormones being produced where we feel great about it rather than feeling fearful. So being aware that there's two ways to approach stresses from a negative and fearful perspective, which many of us do just because that's the way we were taught to deal with it, or from a positive perspective out of joy by making feel-good hormones like endorphins, you know, the runner's high, or, you know, hitting the golf ball just the perfect way, or hitting a baseball with a baseball bat just right on the sweet spot. There's nothing that feels better than that, but imagine feeling that way all the time. And that's what the practices of mindfulness help people to develop, is getting the nervous system out of that chronic fight-or-flight response to resist the temptation to go from adrenaline and cortisol production to the production of endorphins or feel-good hormones, which does take practice, but has a much longer helpful effect on our body.
I love that approach and that perspective, Dr. Morrison. It's one of the reasons we had you on today, because I know you're a wise, wise man. And yeah, I mean, listen, there's certainly many resources for anyone who's listening and wondering what all this mindfulness is about. You can honestly just go online and Google it. There's so much, thankfully, there's so much discussion in the mainstream more or less now. So you can find out a little bit more about that and understand what Dr. Morrison is referring to there. And I think you sort of answered my questions in closing, Dr. Morrison, but we usually like to leave our listeners with something from your toolkit or your doctor's bag, as it were, if it was in 1895. just some recommendations. You know, it can be things that people can go out and buy. It could be an app. It could be a book. It could be something they can do. But just something that, you know, things people can do on their own to take steps towards detoxification. And, of course, I'll mention your website and your book when we close.
Well, thank you, Aaron. And, of course, I really think that the information in my book, Cleanse Your Body, Clear Your Mind, does provide a lot of really valuable information in a well-packaged form that will arm people with information about how to manage day-to-day toxins, both from external exposures and internal exposures, and also from the mindful perspective as well. But from a more general perspective, things that I think that people could be armed with at home, especially coming into the summer, something to be prepared for is things that I think that you're probably going to find this useful is I love some of these new tracking devices where we can track our biostatistics. Currently, I'm using Fitbit, but a lot of my friends use Jawbone. And I find that they actually are quite both motivational and useful, both for helping to have a little bit of motivation to achieve certain goals, but also when these applications are used well, they can also help to ensure that we're getting the right amount of sleep at night, which I always say 7.5 to 8.5 hours at night. And there's app-specific applications that can track our heart rate variability, which gives us a really good perspective on how our bodies are managing stress on a day-to-day basis. So I guess I would say a Fitbit or Jawbone sort of step tracking program, coupled with making sure that using that device to help ensure that we're getting 7.5 to 8.5 hours of sleep, and then with an app on the iPhone or Google device that can help monitor heart rate variability to help as a sort of an external way of tracking how our body is managing stress. Three great simple things that a person can start doing this summer.
Awesome. And those are great suggestions because obviously you can't know what you don't know. So there's got to be a way to track it. And it probably makes your job easier as a physician too when people come to you with that information. The biohacking continues as we advance technologically as a species.
Yes, for sure.
Dr. Morrison, thank you so, so much. You've been fantastic. I just want to point everybody to your website. That's www.morrisonhealth.com, MORRISON health.com. And of course, in the accompanying article with this podcast, I'll have the links there. So anyone who's listening, you can just head over to the website. And you're on Twitter as well, Dr. Morrison, @MorrisonHealth, same as the website. So I'm sure folks can submit questions. If you're in the New York City area, you can go see Dr. Morrison. Again, just head over to his website. And his book, Cleanse Your Body, Clear Your Mind, is available on his website, on Amazon, and I'm sure at bookstores everywhere. And it's a great book. You'll learn a lot. I really recommend it. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Remember, everybody, thanks for listening. And remember to drop us a line at likeanathlete@cbsi.com with questions for future shows. We'll feature them. You can follow me on Twitter @AaronCharoni and ask any questions. And please subscribe to our podcast on the iTunes store. We will love you forever. That's all. Till next time.